Is it late? 11 minutes past 11. It's both always, but never our time.
On his 40th birthday last month, the suave, handsome, and hugely talented Ben Barnes celebrated the milestone in a big way with a gift his fans have been waiting for years. News that his debut EP had finally been released. When he isn't making stunning music, you can catch him on the big screen in movies such as Shadow and Bone, The Punisher, and The Chronicles of Narnia, just to name a few. On a personal note, I have listened to this EP multiple times and I get chills every time. He is amazing. You too can download his music across multiple platforms. I hope you enjoy my interview with the stunningly talented Ben Barnes. Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning to you.
How are you this fine morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am elated to be chatting with you.
That's lovely.
First of all, we know you as a fantastic actor who commands screen and draws the eye towards him, but how did we not know for the longest time that you were a gifted singer and musician as well?
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I think that the most beady-eared and beady-eyed and supportive of the people that have been following me have kind of always known how important music has been to me. I think through the course of my acting career, I've always been drawn to projects that have music in them and sung on soundtracks, and I've played a lot of musicians and sung on the soundtracks of those. And I think if you dig even further, you can dig back into my 19-year-old past and find clips of me singing in boy bands and little jazz concerts and things like that, if you really look. But you have to be very, very, committed to finding that stuff. I think I became braver with it and actually using sort of social media as my litmus test to start putting covers of songs that I loved online, sitting at my piano over the last five or so years, and then seeing the sort of rallying support from those people encouraging me to release more of my own music and everything. And I think eventually it just sort of worked, and I did realize that was one of my priorities in life, and why wasn't I getting on with it really?
Well, I mean, did you write some of these songs? Because I was reading that some of these are just from like little notes that you'd written in a notebook or memories that you may have had. Did you have a hand in writing these songs on your new EP?
I wrote all of the songs. They're all just written by me. I wanted to, after sort of 20 years of being directed and edited and written for, I wanted to have something that was completely, authentically, and honestly just from me and about me, and something that sort of felt pure, that could be entirely sort of relatable, and it felt important for me to have that out in the world and share it.
And I think that's where the brilliance kind of took me back for a second, because you are a gifted singer, but you're also very much a gifted writer. Rise Up is one of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard, and how you sing it is just, I mean, it brings tears to my eyes.
Thank you. Right. That was a very sort of precious song to me, because it was the first one that I finished for this particular EP, and it did start life, like you said. I write a lot of like little notes down and quotes and, you know, things that I read, but some of this stuff starts life as little messages for other people. My dad always at Christmas writes a poem celebrating the good things about the year and sort of commiserating the things that have been difficult or struggles, and it always kind of makes me feel so happy, but also, you know, sometimes it can be feel quite sort of profound as well, and he has a real gift for it. And I think I just started copying that for people. If I write in someone's birthday card, it's often in rhyme, or or I might write a little poem for somebody if they're sort of struggling or celebrating something. And I think I was able to, you know, use a few of those lines sometimes. In the case of Rise Up, I'd written something for someone, and then I looked back at it and thought, this feels like a verse of a song. Mm. So I added another verse and a chorus and some music, and then suddenly it became this little hymn, really. And then it just sort of took on a life of its own as the various musicians wanted to contribute, different elements to it.
It's like I said, it's just breathtaking. And then 11-11, how did you come up with that?
Well, I was writing a song about that kind of love that you can have for people, that even if it's not returned, it sort of remains as strong as it would have if it was. That mm-hmm. sort of in between grey area, vaguely sacrificial kind of love that, you know, some of us have certainly experienced in our lives. And the 11-11 was just a sort of little personal detail that somebody had pointed out to me, that 11-11 is this sort of symmetrical mirror number, magical time, which if you see that it's 11-11 on a clock, you're supposed to make a wish. So I just sort of started, if I happen to catch that's the time, I start making a wish for somebody, shut my eyes for a second and make a little wish. And that, to me, seemed like that sort of, in the same vein of what the song was about, you know, making instead of choosing to make a wish for yourself, you make it for somebody else, and so it seemed very in keeping with the sort of grander theme of the song.
Well, I feel a deep connection to that song. I was actually born at 11:11 at night, and so
you were not.
I was.
That's amazing. I was born close to that time. I think I was born at about 1:30.
See,
I can't believe you were born at 11:11. That's really special, I feel.
Yeah.
It certainly looks very neat on a birth certificate.
I also weighed my birth date. Like, my poundage was also the exact date that I was born. It, you know, it's a weird thing. I'm a weird anomaly.
Oh, your birth certificate has symmetry just all over it.
It really, really does. How can people find your new album, Songs for You, which I love that you got inspiration from one of my all-time favorite songs, A Song for You by Leon Russell. But how can people find your EP?
Well, it's everywhere. There was it's sort of on a lot of sort of 150 DSPs across the world, but it's certainly on Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music and all of those places that you already stream your music. So you can just type in my name and it should pop up. And if you're struggling, on my Instagram, there's a link to be able to find all of it. And little videos of how we put it together and everything. So, yes, at Ben Barnes or at anything will sort of guide you to me.
Now, I have another question for you. I'm also a musician, and I put out an album years ago. But I like painstakingly put the songs in an order that I wanted. Is that how you came up with this, or did you just be like, just put them on there in alphabetical order, or, you know, whatever you did?
No, I did listen to them in a few different orders. I knew I wanted to start off with something that felt upbeat, and 11-11 was the one that the ladies and gentlemen who were helping me sort of put the record out at Label Logic, they sort of felt like it should be the single, and it should be the sort of the opening track on the EP as well. And then I just sort of worked backwards and forwards, thinking, well, I didn't want another up-tempo song. I wanted a ballad next.
Yes.
And then wasn't sure if I wanted to end with Not the End, because it had that unfinished lyric on the end, or whether I wanted to end with Ordinary Day. And in the end, I decided that Ordinary Day was the sort of purest of all the songs. Mm. It's me playing the piano on that one, not on any of the others, I hasten to add, as my brilliant friend Charles Jones, who plays on all the others. But that was me playing. It just felt like a very kind of pure song, and I wanted to end with something that felt raw and pure in that way. So I put Ordinary Day on the end, and then kind of just worked my way back towards the middle with what felt right to listen to in order, really.
Well, it's brilliant. Ben, you are brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your talent with us. I have downloaded your album. It is on my phone. It is on repeat of Rise Up. I like the other songs too, but man, that one, whew.
That is the one that's the most important to me too. We did some a little merchandise for some of the songs, and I ordered myself a Rise Up hat, which I wear sort of every day. It kind of makes me just happy. It kind of makes me happy just to sort of look at it as a sort of token of how far that's come. It's come all the way from I was in quarantine for a job working on a little digital piano, kind of finishing that song, and now it's all the way to having its own hat.
It makes
me very happy.
Oh, Ben, thank you so much. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Rise up, glorious sun. Bathe me deep in your glow. Crown my brow, glorious world. Bright and surely, take it slow. It is the east, a lion face. Shine on mine, scorch pain away. And when tonight the moon gives chase, sweet dream of another golden day. Rise up, rise up. Rise up, rise up. Rise up, climb up and meet the sky. Sweet love, rise. Let the sea catch fire. Sweet love, arise.